The word today is offense. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Most of us, at one time or another, have been offended. It's also probably true that we have offended someone else. It is a common sin to offend others or to take offense at their comments or actions. Here with his thoughts on this idea is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Offense.
One of the problems in the Christian church that has caused many people to leave and drift away is that somebody was offended. Now, the subject of offense is a difficult one because, on the first hand, most people seem to understand that the sin of giving offense is spoken about in the Bible very strongly. You should avoid offending people if you possibly can. Now, at the same time, there is also the sin of taking offense. I've asked a number of audiences recently, where I've had the privilege of speaking, to tell me how many of them have heard about the sin of taking offense. Do you know hardly anybody raises their hand? They all know about giving offense as being a sin, but hardly anybody would raise their hand and say, and we know what it means to take offense. Well, the bottom line is this: they both are sin. Now, let me try to describe this a little bit more accurately for you. The Bible says if you treat someone in an unloving way, being inconsiderate, you know their sensitivities. Let's take a biblical example. There were some people that were offended when others would eat meat from what was left over of what was used in the worship of an idol. And we are told in the scriptures that if you're at a meal with somebody that says that's wrong, or maybe they feel it's wrong to drink wine or something like that, if you, in an inconsiderate way, say, well, I'm going to go ahead and drink wine whether they like it or not, and I'm going to go ahead and eat this meat whether they like it or not, then you are actually offending them. You are giving them offense in their sensitivities, and that's a sin on your part. You're really offending them in an unnecessary way. You shouldn't do that. Now, on the other hand, we are told in the Bible that when you know Jesus Christ, you are free. You have freedoms. You have liberties that Jesus Christ has given you. And unless the gospel of Jesus Christ is at stake, of course, if that's at stake, it's explained in Colossians 2:16. And in Galatians 5:1, it says, now, if the gospel of Jesus Christ is at stake, then, of course, you better be extremely careful because you don't want to drive anyone away and do something that would offend them and narrow their opportunities of coming to the Lord. Actually, one of the big verses which is often debated on this subject is found in Romans. You've probably heard discussions in your own churches about this. Romans 16, verse 17. There are actually entire books written on this subject of offense. Romans 16, verse 17. Matthew 18, verse 6 is another one of these references. I could give you all kind of references, but the basic bottom line is that God looks at the heart. God wants to know what your motive is. Now, if your motive is running recklessly over someone else, not caring what they think or how they feel, then you are giving offense to them. You are giving the sin of offense. Now, let me describe the sin of taking offense. The sin of taking offense is when you are offended by what someone else has said or done, even though they are not trying to offend you. They have no desire to offend you. They are not in any way trying to hurt your feelings or annoy you or anything else, yet you choose to be offended by what they say or do. That's your sin. That's taking offense even though someone was not giving you offense. And that can be sin. Now, one of the terrible things about that I've discovered is that there are people with hypersensitivities. You know, people talk about how thick is your skin. You know, some people, if they get into leadership roles, develop a pretty thick skin because people are always being critical. People are always saying negative things. And once in a while, you can harden yourself to that type of criticism to the point where you kind of let it roll off your back and you kind of ignore it and say, well, after all, you got to recognize where the criticism is coming from and you got to keep going. If you would always listen to everyone that had something negative to say, you certainly wouldn't get a whole lot done. Now, on the other hand, the sin of taking offense is also very common. You know, I think back to my early days in ministry. I was the new pastor at a church, and they were trying to show fellowship, and they had a potluck supper for my wife and I, and everyone was there. And, of course, no one knew us, and we, in turn, didn't know any of the families. So what do you try and do? You try to make small talk. You know, you say, well, you know, this food sure is wonderful, and what a nice turnout. You make small talk. Well, there was a lady right ahead of me in line who was reaching for some of the casseroles. And I wanted to show that I was friendly. And so I mentioned to her, I said, you know, this casserole right here is really terrific. I mean, it is delicious. But I'd watch out for that one right there. That one, there's something a little wrong with that one. It just doesn't seem to taste quite right. And unknown to me, the lady right behind me in line, when I returned to the line again from speaking to the other lady, the lady right behind me said, Pastor, that was my casserole you were talking about. And she was greatly offended, and I had to apologize. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm sure it was just my taste buds tonight. You know, I don't know how I got completely out of that. But she was offended that I didn't like her casserole. Now, obviously, those are really trivial things. I've noticed in the churches that I've served, some people every now and then get so sensitive that someone will say something or do something, I just don't know. You know, they will be offended and they will leave. I think we need to preach more about this sin of taking offense. Now, an intentional sin is one where you try to offend someone. If someone has said something to you and you take offense and they don't even know it, they aren't even aware. I've had it happen where someone will come to me and say, you know, Pastor, so-and-so is greatly offended at what you said. I said, oh, what do you mean? I don't remember the incident. What did I say? You know, how did I offend them? And once you know about that, you go to them and say, I'm certainly sorry. There was no intention whatsoever. I had no desire to offend anybody. And you ask for their forgiveness. Now, let me cite another illustration in my life to illustrate that sometimes what's offensive is not so much what we say, but the manner in which we say it and the tone of voice and maybe the timing. In a former city where I was a pastor, I was invited to attend a round table. These were the people that were the major movers and the major, I guess you would say, leaders of that community. And they invited all the bankers, you know, and the lawyers and the wealthy people in the community. And they had two pastors that they invited from all the various churches, and I was one of those pastors. And I'll never forget one of the first days that I was at this. It was a luncheon where everyone was served a meal. And it was my first time with this elite group. And a guy two places over from me began to curse and swear, and every other word was Jesus this and God this, and he went on and on and on. And I could see the eyes of various other people looking at me, wondering what I was going to do about it. Am I going to say something? What can I do? You know, and I'm sitting there, I felt, well, I'm almost going to have to be forced to say something. So there was a little break in the communication, and I said to him, I just leaned over, and I thought it wasn't too very loud. I suppose others heard it. But I said, you know, I'm sorry, but you're talking about my personal Savior. And it does kind of offend me. I hope you kind of clean up your language a little bit. Well, I found out later that he was deeply offended that I had corrected him in front of all his buddies, in front of all of his friends. And someone that knew me said, you know, Pastor Paul, you could have done that much more effectively without offending him. And I said, explain to me how. I'd like to know. And he said, well, for instance, supposing he got up to go to the restroom, you could politely excuse yourself, get up, and meet him in the restroom and say something in the restroom to him, you know, where the other people wouldn't notice that you were embarrassing him. I said, well, you know, that's a good idea. Maybe the timing, you know, would have been better some other way, in private or even after the luncheon. But the more I've thought about it in the years that have passed, this is like 35 years ago, it's still on my mind, but the more I've thought about it, I think there were others there that were waiting, why isn't the pastor as a Christian sticking up for his Lord and saying something when he's publicly being defamed? And so I guess I'm it's a tough situation, isn't it? I'm citing it as a case where you might have given offense. On the other hand, you could be taking offense unnecessarily. There's all kinds of things on this issue. And I would just suggest that as a Christian, you look at some of these verses. Let me repeat some of them again. Romans 16:17, Matthew 18:6, Colossians 2:16, Galatians 5:1. I could give you many more. Write to me if you need more. But I want everyone to realize God looks at what's in the heart. If you're intentionally trying to offend someone, that's your sin. If you take offense when someone didn't mean to offend you, then that's your sin. You're taking offense, and that's wrong. You ought to put the best construction on everything and not be offended by certainly that other person. It's a huge subject. God bless us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.